Paragraph 3 reads, "It remained dormant until the spring of 1980, when a magnitude 4.2 earthquake jolted the volcano awake. This started a series of earthquake swarms, totaling to over 10,000 earthquakes, eruptions of ash, the opening of fresh craters, and eventually, signs of moving magma. Scientists were most worried about the bulge forming on the northern side of the volcano, as by early May it was expanding by 1.5 meters daily. They worried that a landslide from the bulge could trigger a large eruption, and pressured authorities to evacuate the area surrounding Mount St. Helens."
So this volcano remained dormant until 1980, or the spring of 1980. Dormant just means sleeping. It's a word that we use to refer to volcanoes that are not active right now, but perhaps will be active sometime in the future. So a 4.2 magnitude earthquake jolted the volcano awake. And this, of course, got a lot of people's attention. And then after that, there were other earthquake swarms. A swarm of earthquakes is just a whole bunch of earthquakes that happen very close together. Lots of times they're very tiny earthquakes. So in this case, we have 10,000 earthquakes. Not huge ones, right? But that's a swarm of earthquakes. Eruptions of ash, the opening of fresh craters, and eventually signs of moving magma. So these are all signs that your volcano is about to suddenly wake up. So fortunately, fairly easy to predict. But magma here is liquid rock that exists underground, right? So it's what becomes lava after the volcano erupts.
And so the part that the scientists were kind of most worried about was this bulge. So a bulge is something that's rounded, swelling, that projects outwards. And so this bulge was forming on the northern side of the volcano. So it was kind of protruding out of the volcano, and it was kind of in this precarious position. And by early May, it was expanding by 1.5 meters daily, so it was growing and kind of becoming more unstable as it got bigger. And so scientists were worried that a landslide that came from this bulge could trigger a large volcanic eruption. And because of this, they pressured the local authorities to evacuate the area surrounding the volcano, because they thought that a really large eruption could be triggered by such a big landslide as one that would come from this bulge. So that wraps up the first half of our lesson. Thank you for listening, and make sure to go and do some review before tuning in next time.